Christians have a unique opportunity to buy it back. They can involve themselves in the redemptive process, and as they do that, they sanctify the time that is allotted them.
That was Dr. Doug McLaughlin, our speaker on Living Redemptively, a daily program featuring messages from God's Word designed to help you have an authentic walk with the living God. Dr. McLaughlin served for many years as the pastor of Fourth Baptist Church in Plymouth, Minnesota, and has also served as a Bible college and seminary professor, and has traveled around the world speaking at pastors and educators conferences. We invite you to join us now as Dr. Doug McLaughlin shares today's lesson.
If you have your Bibles, I invite you to turn with me to the fifth chapter of Ephesians, where we continue a theme entitled The Great Motivations to Holiness. We want to focus upon three verses of Scripture, verses 15, 16, and 17. We come to a third powerful motivation. It is the wisdom of God. The judgment of God induces us to look forward. The light of God induces us to look backward. And the wisdom of God induces us to look upward, because there's only one place that we can gain wisdom. It's from the Lord Himself. We're taught in the Scripture that we possess a positional wisdom. In fact, we're taught in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 30 that Jesus Christ is made unto us wisdom. We're tapped into wisdom when we tapped into the Lord Jesus Christ by faith. The wisest thing we ever did was recognize our need as sinners, humble ourselves before God, and receive the one and only solution to our need as sinners, namely a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And the moment we became Christians, the Bible says that Jesus Christ was made unto us wisdom. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 30. So we possess a positional wisdom, and we're also taught in the Scripture that we can daily draw upon God for a practical wisdom. The Bible says, if any man lack wisdom, James 1 and verse 5, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not. He doesn't cast his teeth into us, literally is the meaning of that phrase. He does not upbraid us. It means that he doesn't heap insults upon us because we're so frequently coming into his presence, asking again and again for this wisdom. James says, we can ask of God who giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. He generously, liberally, and graciously, he does not upbraid us. He generously and graciously gives to us precisely what we need. We have a positional wisdom by virtue of our union with God through the Lord Jesus Christ, and we can draw upon God for a practical wisdom daily in our lives, and we can expect that as we ask for that wisdom in faith, He will generously and graciously bestow it upon us. So Paul says the more of God's wisdom that we can integrate into our lives, the greater will be our capacity to live a life that is pleasing to Him. In a word, the greater will be our capacity to live a holy life. It seems to me that in this context, verses 15 to 17, we are taught that God's wisdom will require three things of us, all of which will encourage holiness in our lives. And these are the things for which we should be burdened. We should have a burden to integrate these three things into our lives. The more we have of these precious commodities, these powerful ingredients of wisdom, the greater will be our ability to live a life that is pleasing to God, to live a holy life that is pleasing to the Lord and fruitful for the Lord. So it seems to me that Paul is saying in Ephesians 5, verses 15 to 17, that wisdom will require three things of us. Paul unfolds three marks of wisdom in these verses. The very nature of wisdom requires these three things of us. What are those three things? Do you see them with me there in Ephesians 5 in verses 15 to 17? The first thing is discretion. See then that you walk circumspectly, discreetly, carefully, cautiously. Discretion. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. The second thing is discipline. Redeeming the time. A disciplined use of our time, tremendous need in Christian circles. Discipline of all kinds, tremendous need in Christian circles. There is discipline, redeeming the time because the days are evil. And then the third thing is discernment. Verse 17, wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding, discerning, understanding what the will of the Lord is. Those are three powerful ingredients which wisdom requires of us. Those are three marks of wisdom which we ought to integrate into our lives. And as we do, we will be induced and enabled to live a holy life. So now let's look at these for just a moment. First of all, Paul says we need to integrate, first of all, discretion into our lives. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Paul's word for Christian behavior throughout all of his epistles, and especially here in the book of Ephesians, is the word walk. That's always Paul's word for Christian behavior, for ethical behavior in the Christian experience. He's already written in this letter that our walk or our behavior must no longer be according to the world, the flesh, and the devil. He said that in Ephesians 2, verses 1 to 3. Nor should it be like the pagans, he says, in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 17. Instead, he says, it must be a worthy walk, one that is worthy of God's call. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 1. And it must be a walk that is characterized by love. We must walk in love, this fifth chapter of Ephesians and verse 2. And finally, it is to be a walk that is characteristic of the light. Walk as children of light, Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 8. And now Paul adds one further exhortation. He says, I want you to see then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. And quite literally, Paul is saying, what he means is this, look carefully how you are walking. See, look, circumspectly, carefully. Look carefully how you are walking, how you are conducting your life. Everything worth doing in life requires care. We all take trouble over the things which seem to us to matter. The things that really seem to matter to us, we take care over them. Our job, our education, our home, our marriage, our family, our hobbies, our dress, our appearance, whatever seems to matter to us, those things we take care of. We take trouble over them. And Paul says, does your Christian faith matter to you? Does it make any difference to you? Do you want to be precise and cautious and careful? Do you want to be all that God has put it in you to be? Do you want to realize your potential to the fullest? Then he says, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. As Christians, we must take trouble over our Christian lives. We must treat our Christian life as the serious thing that it is. So he says, we must be most careful. Very powerful term. Akrobos is the word. Circumspectly, walk circumspectly, be most careful, akrobos, and it means giving attention to every detail. Be most careful how you conduct yourselves. Behave like sensible men, not like simpletons, as wise men and not as fools. Be most careful how you conduct every area of your Christian experience. I wonder how many of us are doing it. I wonder how many of us are integrating this nuance or this facet of wisdom into our lives, which Paul says is absolutely indispensable to our lives if we're to live a life that is pleasing to God, if we're to live a holy life. I wonder how many of us are careful and precise in conducting our Christian lives according to God's principles. Whenever we hear God's principles laid out, we take careful note. We listen very carefully. We take heed. And then by the grace of God and the energy and the power of the Holy Spirit, we do the very best that we can to integrate the implications of those principles into our lives. That's what Paul is saying. See then that you walk circumspectly, carefully, cautiously, that you take special effort to realize the potential that God has placed within you. That's the first thing wisdom will require of us. And the more we know of God's wisdom, the greater will be our capacity to live a life that is pleasing to God, to live a life that is holy. Discretion. Now, there's a second ingredient here. Do you notice? That's in verse 16. Discipline. Not only discretion, but also discipline. Paul says, I want you to be redeeming the time because, he says, the days are evil. And in particular, he says, I want you to have a disciplined use of your time. Paul means that wise people, and he moves forward on the premise that we are wise. And that's a legitimate premise. Christ has made unto us wisdom. We have tapped into the wisest personality to be found anywhere in the universe, Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
And he proceeds on the premise that we are wise, that we're drawing daily upon the wisdom that is accessible to us through our God and our intimate relationship with him. And he means that wise people make the very best use of their time. Now, this can become very convicting for us. This is a very practical point, disciplined use of our time, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. It's an interesting word, redeeming, ex agorazo is the word. And it can mean one of two things, that word redeeming. It can mean one of two things. One, it can mean to buy back. And if that's how we're to understand it here, that would mean that Paul is urging us to ransom time from its evil bondage, buy it back from evil. Paul means theologically that when sin entered the biosphere is the sphere of living things. When sin entered the universe, it infected and it devastated everything it touched. Every facet of the time, space, matter continuum was devastated and infected by sin. But Paul says Christians have a unique opportunity to buy it back. They can involve themselves in the redemptive process, and as they do that, they sanctify the time that is allotted them. In a sense, every Christian redeems time whenever he uses his allotted amount of it for eternal purposes. Whenever you invest your time in the sacred things of God, whenever you take that allotted amount of time that God has given to you and you use it for God's glory according to God's principles, in the energy of God's power, his Holy Spirit, whenever you do that, you're buying back time which has been contaminated by sin. Redeem the time, Paul says. But there's another thing that word redeem means. It means not only to buy back, but it can also mean to buy up, which would mean that Paul is urging us to make the very most of our time, to use our time wisely and judiciously in a very disciplined manner. Certainly, wise people know that time is a precious commodity. Paul says, Christ has made unto you wisdom. You can draw upon God's practical wisdom day by day. James chapter 1 and verse 5, you're a wise individual and you know that time is a precious commodity. All of us have the same amount of time at our disposal. 60 seconds in every minute, 60 minutes in every hour, 24 hours in every day, and though none of us can stretch time, Paul says, wise people use it to the fullest advantage. They know that time is passing. They know something else. The days are evil. Human beings created in the image of God with infinite value and potential have been devastated by sin. They live out their lives in the context of a morally corrupted and devastated world. The days are evil and the needs are great. Redeem the time. Buy up every opportunity to meet those needs. And so the wise people seize each fleeting opportunity while it's there. For once it is past, even the wisest person can never recover it.
Thank you for joining us for Living Redemptively with Dr. Doug McLaughlin. Dr. McLaughlin served for many years as the senior pastor of Fourth Baptist Church in Plymouth, Minnesota. For more information on Fourth Baptist, visit their website at fourthbaptist.org. That's fourthbaptist.org. Living Redemptively is produced in partnership with Harvest Ministries on the island of Guam. If you would like to receive a copy of all the messages in this series, or if you have any questions about what you've heard, we invite you to contact Living Redemptively at P.O. Box 23189, Barragata, Guam 96921. That's P.O. Box 23189, Barragata, Guam 96921. You can call area code 671-477-6341, extension 260. That's area code 671-477-6341, extension 260. You can also download this program in a daily podcast. Learn more at hbcguam.net. That's hbcguam.net. Finally, if you'd like to email Living Redemptively, email khmg@hbcguam.net. Coming up next time on Living Redemptively.
The Lord of the Christian is the Lord of time. And he's in perfect sovereign control of even the delays.
That's coming up next time on Living Redemptively. helping you to live an authentic Christian life.